Zeppelin with Trampled Underfoot on 98.3 The Snake. Kicking off your Friday work release program.
Yes, Friday. We like it.
I love the work
release program.
Thank you. I've got Jerry Buell in the studio with me, obviously. And Mr. Dizzy is back.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this is cool. And, you know, Mr. Dizzy signed me a couple of T-shirts, and Terry, you have not brought them to me.
I'm sorry, but I've had them up on Craigslist.
Well, I can't blame you there.
Anybody with your name, it's...
Okay, that's a great idea. Lots of awesome stuff going on this Saturday. Mr. Dizzy's back, so that means some crashing, some burning, some
kind
crazy.
Of featuring him, right? I mean, yeah, he's like the prominent thing in the program.
Yeah, I guess there's racing too, but it's
we're gonna
all
do some racing.
Mr.
We're gonna do like lots of bizarre things we can talk about. But the one thing that he's going to do is he's going to set a record. All right, he'll break a record, or he will break some bones, or he'll do both at the same time. I don't know. I don't wish him ill.
Let's go for the record.
Okay, the record. But, you know, he's going to hit that ramp that we have, that gigantic 3-ton ramp at the track at over 60 miles an hour in a vehicle.
In a vehicle. Yet to surprise,
okay.
Everybody.
So you, okay, yeah, so still the surprise.
And he's going to fly in the air, a long ways.
Well, let's go 120 feet.
120 feet. I've been waiting for him to say if it's 100, 110, 120 feet in the air. That's in the air at 60 miles an hour in a vehicle. Now you're just hanging on, right?
Sure. It's the air, the ramp, that's all cake. It's the landing that kind of gets a little bit crazy.
What do you do when you're in the air? Is there those moments like you see on TV where everything slows down? You wonder, you know.
Just... Oh, my God.
I'd like to tell you it's an euphoric thing, and I'm lost in this great place in my life when I'm in the air and nothing can go wrong. But really what you're doing in the air is you're thinking about the ground that's coming up at 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
I would be saying something, but I can't say it. We're on radio.
That's why I refrained also.
Of course.
Will you be wearing a helmet?
I think this time I will wear a helmet, okay. Maybe even like a Hans device and some other safety gear.
Okay. Does anyone in your life ever call you before you go on these jumps? Like, be careful or break a leg. Maybe they don't
say
break a leg.
We call afterwards and say we're good.
Okay.
Usually it's just a text message. You know?
Still alive, wink, smiley face.
Unless I break the phone, then people
will. LOL.
If I jump and leave the phone in my pocket and break the phone, some people get a little worried for a while, but we figure out how to get messages to them.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty intense. And you're very hands-on with the ramp and just making sure everything, you know, is good to go, obviously, right?
Sure. This is actually the one of the few times that I'll hit somebody else's ramps. I mean, if we go to like Monster Jam or something, they build a dirt ramp and that's not mine, but... as far as metal ramps go, Eddie's built this ramp that you could drive an M1 tank off of for sure.
And it wouldn't
bend at all. So I trust his ability. The math all works out. As long as it's not real, real windy. And if it is, we go anyways. We don't stop because of wind. But there's a couple stunt people that do, but I won't mention any names.
Trash talking other stunt people.
But, one of them lives right here in Idaho. Anyways.
With a famous last name?
With a famous last name. No, not that famous last name.
Okay,
there's
right.
A different. Well, we won't go there, Terry. Don't get me in trouble there. I'm performing at their show in Montana at the end of June.
dude.
Inside stuntman.
Right? But yeah, so we're hitting that ramp, and it's going to be fine. I got to just... basically, I've got to adjust my speed to his ramp instead of being able to figure it out just generically.
Got it. Wow. You are so smart and, like, intense.
No, I'm not.
And well, okay. Well, but, okay. That's kind of, that makes sense. Itch in my head now. But still, you are way awesomer than I am. So more from Mr. Dizzy and, of course, Terry Buell. We'll find out some about car soccer and more racing action later this hour up at 5:40, your VIP update here on 98.3 The Snag.